Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Unity has been a recurrent theme since the inauguration of a new president here in the United States last month. While a democracy accounts for divisions and tries to mitigate them, divisions between people, urban and rural, white, black, Latino, and Asian, religious and non-religious, Republican and Democrat, rich and poor, have seemed particularly pronounced in recent years. It's reached very unfortunate proportions, driving neighbors, longtime friends, and even families apart. Given the trouble and heartache division has caused, the call for unity is welcome. But with what appear to be such deep divisions, hard feelings, and attitudes and opinions apparently set in stone, what basis is there for unity? The Bible provides an answer in two rhetorical questions. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? At another place it says, God has made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth. Here's a basis for unity. No matter our skin color or politics, we're all cut from the same cloth, so to speak. We're unified in that. And the Bible provides examples showing how we can experience unity instead of division, of valuing rather than condemning one another. That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week. May we all experience what a psalm says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Amen.